This is Pastor Bill bringing you a short news and focus. This one is from KTVB.com. This is one of many possible articles we could have gone to. Many possible articles. I'm seeing that there are at least 8 or 10 that I could have selected. This is a short one. It's called Najmeh Abedini Releases Statement on Her Marriage. This is from Boise. Boise pastor Saeed Abedini is back home in Boise. He flew in by private jet last night. This is from January 27th. You might remember, friends, that this man was the one who was held in Iranian prison for 3 years. His wife says Saeed was reunited with his children, but we learned that Najmeh filed legal papers in court having to do with domestic relations. We now have more information about what that means. Wednesday morning, she posted a lengthy statement to her Facebook page. She says she hid from the public abuse that she has lived with for most of her marriage. She went on to say that her husband demanded she promote him in the eyes of the public and that she could not do that any longer. She says she still hopes to reconcile with Saeed under the right circumstances, but she's leaving that in God's hands. She says she's taking temporary legal action to make sure her kids stay in Idaho until the situation has been resolved. Here's the full text of her statement she posted on Facebook today. Dear friends, Saeed landed in Boise yesterday and had a wonderful reunion with the children. They'll be spending more and more time together in the coming days. I am so happy for this long-awaited reunion and for the joy that I see in my children and in Saeed. Nothing can make me happier than seeing those whom I love be happy and free from the pain that they had been under for the last 3.5 years. I'm so thankful for the thousands of people who have responded to my pleas and helped work towards Saeed's release. His imprisonment was unjust and was an extremely difficult ordeal for him and all of us who sought for his release. I worked tirelessly, night and day toward that end for 3.5 years. Nothing has made me happier than seeing Saeed freed from his chains and in American soil. Thank you for all you who stood with us and made this happen. I do deeply regret that I hid from the public the abuse that I lived with for most of our marriage, and I ask your forgiveness. I sincerely had hoped that this horrible situation Saeed has had to go through would bring about the spiritual change needed in both of us to bring healing to our marriage. Tragically, the opposite has occurred. 3 months ago, Saeed told me things he demanded I must do to promote in the eyes of the public that I simply could not do any longer. He threatened that if I did not, results would be the end of our marriage and the resulting pain this would bring to our children. Now, can you imagine? It blows my mind. I long more than anyone for reconciliation for our family and be united as a family. Since Saeed's freedom, I have wanted nothing more than to run to him and welcome him home. It is something I dreamed about for the last 3.5 years, but unfortunately things did not work out that way, and our family has to work through reconciliation. I want our reconciliation to be strictly based on God's Word. I want us to go through counseling, which must first deal with the abuse. Then we can deal with the changes my husband and I must both make moving forward in the process of healing our marriage. In very difficult situations, sometimes you have to establish boundaries while you work toward healing. I have taken temporary legal action to make sure our children will stay in Idaho until the situation has been resolved. I love my husband, but as some might understand, there are times when love must stop enabling something that has become a growing cancer. We cannot go on the way it has been. I hope and pray our marriage can be healed. I believe in a God who freed Saeed from the worst prisons can hear our plea and bring spiritual freedom. I love you all. God will see us through. Thank you for your prayers and support. We love them, and we need them more than ever. Love, Najmeh. I'm sure I'm butchering that first name, and for that, I am sorry. I'm trying to pronounce it phonetically as much as my English phonics training will allow me to do so. Now, doesn't your heart break when you hear that? Have you been praying for these last 3 years like I and most every other Christian in America has been doing for this Saeed and his family? Have you heard the pleas of his wife? I know I have. And so I'm shocked, honestly. When I read this a couple of days ago, maybe yesterday, I thought, how could this be? How did we not know? And how did what appears to be, and I don't really even know, maybe I did it one time, I don't really know the situation of why he was arrested and in prison. He was always known as the American pastor that was in prison in Iran. I don't really know how that worked. But I thought, surely it's righteous causes. And I really never gave it much thought other than, why is my president not just threatening, you know, to turn Iran into a parking lot if they don't release our prisoners? And it was kind of unusual. I didn't understand it. Didn't get it. But this is a far larger mystery to me. If what she's saying is true, how can a man who endured what he endured go through what he went through, and have a marriage in this shape? Really, I can't imagine. I can't imagine. But what it does is it reminds me that when I meet smiling people and shake firm hands, oftentimes there's struggling relationships behind it. I want to say something delicately and gently as much as I can from a pastor's heart and not from an angry podcaster's situation here behind my microphone. I have virtually no sympathy for people who will not make the marriage vow and act like they're going through difficult times. I don't think there is any larger test for a human being than to share a bed, a life, a home, a room, children, plans, a future with another human being. And to go as far as to make a death-annulling covenant like marriage. The only thing that they will accept as a way out of their marriage is death. I'm sorry. I don't really think you even know the beginning of sacrifice or love. Or honestly, I don't think you know the meaning of help. I think of time in my marriage where there were times when I was overwhelmed. And either through assisting me with something manual or something related to a phone call or just a good talking to, my wife helped me. I don't know where I would be without a good help me. I honestly don't. And I'll tell you, I remember what brought me to wanting to find a wife. So I don't understand, first of all, how anyone can act like they are really going through it when they have not yet made the, in my opinion, ultimate sacrificial commitment. And some of them out there are pseudo-married. They've made the covenant, but they still live their own lives and spend their money on themselves and spend their lives on themselves. And it's kind of like two people living under the same roof. Okay. On the other side, I'm beginning to realize that if there's trouble in a man's life or in a woman's life, usually it's with their spouse. Why? Because of the commitment that is so gargantuan, this thing called marriage. Two sinners becoming one. Obviously, physically becoming one. And that has to be in order. You have to be intimate physically. But I guess I'm still thinking, first of all, Lord, heal this marriage, and second of all, it's another reminder that most of the time, people are doing their best to lead me to believe that things are good in their home when they're really just not. They're really not. Never get tired of praying for the marriage, the marriages of those around you, the marriages of your parents, your kids, your siblings, those in your church. I'm not going to get emotional and talk to you about how Satan wants to do this and that. I've heard enough sermons and enough cliches from enough preachers that I almost want to turn off my own podcast. So I won't share those here. But I do think that we need to remember how intricate this relationship is. This really is the third greatest picture of the gospel on planet Earth. Maybe the first. But I'd be careful to rank it above the ordinances of the church. But I think we could all agree that, biblically speaking, baptism, the Lord's Supper, and marriage are the greatest pictures of the gospel. And we need to pray for this restoration. What are your comments? Thanks for listening.